Welcome, everyone. This is RP Jimmy, and we're here with some more WrestleQuest. And, of course, I am here with Bill. Bill, this has been a while, I feel like, since we've done this game.
It kind of feels like it's been an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
So, I want to start off with some house cleaning stuff real quick before we continue the game. Let me hit the points on here. So, first off, if you watch the last WrestleQuest, then you'll realize that, oh, we're not in the graveyard anymore. Well, that's because I decided to work my way through it, solve the puzzle, and what happened was... And Bill, I think I wrote you. Can you read me back what I wrote you?
Yes, I can read the text. It says, and I quote, "The graveyard was shit. Remind to tell everyone, Nuke, Toy Box Jimmy, and Celine made it to a mansion. But then Celine left because she did not want anything to do with the mansion. And now we are back as Muchacho Man. I'm not doing the graveyard again just to get that small cutscene. We'll start tomorrow as Muchacho Man."
Yeah, so basically I forgot to save right before it. I'm like, oh my god, I'm not going to go back and do that again. So... fuck it, we're Muchacho Man again. But I have good news for you, Bill. Not good news, I guess, because I don't know how much you cared about this, but
right.
I also did a side quest on the side, and I can happily tell you that I gave that guy back his bird.
Oh,
very
nice.
For a few episodes ago.
That's nice of you. That's very kind.
It was actually a harder battle than I thought for a side quest, so I'm wondering if I... But then again, at that point, I was really over-leveled because I spent so much damn time in the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, so here's what's going to happen. Of course, this is the usual format. It is where Bill will put a match on in the chat, and then we'll start on that match, and so on and so on. There will be a point in a little while where I'm going to have to take a leave for a little bit. And Bill will be in charge of, well, in charge of leading a discussion. And he's going to talk about what some of his favorite SummerSlams are. And if anyone joins in the chat, you're welcome to chat with Bill about SummerSlams past.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, do you have anything to add, please?
Because it is the season that keeps on giving, you know.
We have 8 matches, I think, to go through for this one.
I have here 7.
Oh, really? I thought it was 8. Okay.
Maybe they will add an 8th between now and Saturday. I don't know. But
all right, so why don't we get things started, and you put in the first match right now in the chat.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome officially to the WWE SummerSlam 2024 preview show. Again, I am RP Jimmy along with Bill, and we're going to go on a match-by-match basis and also play this game some more. That's where we are.
Yep, and we will begin with, I would say, one of the top 2 or 3 anticipated matches of this card. CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre with Seth Rollins as the guest referee.
All right, so, by the way, I did watch Raw from this past week, and... Okay, before we get into the actual matches, I do want to mention this.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, I only see 7. Where the hell did I see 8 from originally before? Anyway, I like this card from an in-ring standpoint, but some of these matches, and we've talked about this in previous episodes of this stream... I just can't get with the story. I think some of it doesn't make sense. And we'll get through some of them as the time goes on. But here we have Blazer. I guess I'll be Blazer.
Okay.
"Sorry, guys. Limrock said you might be coming back. This is where your insurrection ends." Okay.
Wow.
I'm not afraid.
I didn't think we were taking over, but, you know.
All right, Bill, so what are your thoughts on this match?
Okay. So, the feud with Seth, or not Seth, with Drew and Punk has been, I think, the best feud in wrestling this year. It has just been entertaining to watch. And this is their, like, officially their first match. Like, I mean, I don't know if you want to count the Royal Rumble. They were both in it, but as far as a one-on-one goes, this is their first match. And when you add Seth into the mix, which does make sense because of what happened with Money in the Bank, like, this is, like I said, this is, like, in my top two of matches I'm looking forward the most to seeing.
Mm-hmm. I'm just lowering the volume a little bit, everyone, just so you all know. You don't think it's on your end. We've talked about this. I'm not as big a fan as most people are with this feud. What do you think about Seth Rollins as the referee?
I get why he's the referee, cause, like I said, because of what happened with Money in the Bank. However, I kind of wish he was in a match. But the thing is, I don't know what he, or who he could have faced, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, if Punk had not been cleared, like, if he had not been medically cleared, I think the backup plan was Drew and Seth.
Right.
So, I mean, hey, it's like, Seth's on, he's a referee, I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it till now.
I don't, there's something about Seth as a referee that I just don't, like, I watched the segment on Raw, and I don't know, I just feel like it wasn't, his outfit took a lot away from me.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I think that that's part of my problem with him as the referee. But I don't know. Who do you think's going to win this one?
This could go either way, but I think Drew's going to win this one.
You know what? It's weird because technically they're promoting it as, Punk's, like, first televised match, even though he did hell shows in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, his one-on-one match or whatnot.
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to have him lose that first match?
If it was just a straight-up match, I think Punk would win clean. Like, no doubt. I think because Seth is involved, I may be a little chicanery. I'm not really sure.
Okay. I'll say this much if you for your McIntyre pick. It would make sense to go because it would be a transition to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also giving a finale.
Right.
I still think Punk's gonna win though. I'll go with CM Punk on this one.
Okay. I mean, like, if I was doing, like, a confidence point thing, this would probably maybe be, like, my two-pointer.
Oh, okay. What's a, like, confidence point thing? I don't know what that is.
Okay, so, like, you do, so, like, you're giving, oh.
You're Lamb Rock, remember? You're gonna do your,
yes,
Bob voice.
The Descendants have returned. Your municipalityness.
That's a tough word. That is a tough word. I'll do Mayor Mark. What do they want now?
Who cares? Ha, ha, ha. Nothing can get through our wall.
Quick, Barbie! Use your scissors? Use your scissors!
What makes you think I have scissors?
Also, what makes you think scissors is going to be what...
I know, right?
You are a teacher, see? Don't you have arts and crafts supplies?
Not any that can cut through a force field. There's gotta be a way around, brother. So anyways, okay, so like a confidence point thing is basically like you're given, like SummerSlam, let's say like you're in like a contest with a bunch of other people. And you have to pick, besides who's going to win, how confident you are.
Okay.
So let's say there's a match later on that you are so confident in that person's going to win that you give them the highest number, which would be 7.
Okay.
But the thing is, you can only use it one time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
Oh, by the way, what do you think about the fact that apparently there's going to be a 3-hour preview show for this event? I mean, I thought 2 was a lot for us. But...
I was, like, remember when they used to have Sunday Night Heat before pay-per-view?
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was good. Like, an hour max. I don't need 3 hours. Because it's like, all your... I hate to sound like my dad. But it's kind of like, you know, when the NFL comes on and they've got all their pregame show stuff, and it's 2-3 hours long, and it's like, do we really need this? We know what we're going to see. It's kind of the same thing here.
Yeah, I don't know, how do you feel about this? Because I read that one of the reasons they're doing it is because apparently Collision is earlier.
Yeah, because AEW moved that episode to like 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they would not be competing against SummerSlam, which, smart move.
Yeah.
And I think it's a taped show anyway. If they're doing it because AEW is starting at 5, I think that's a bit childish.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, what are you going to do for 3 hours? It's not like you're going to have matches throughout the 3 hours. It's just going to be people talking.
That was to my understanding, too. There are no matches on this. Although, I guess, theoretically, between now and Saturday, they could hit a match. It's always possible. But I don't think that that's the plan right now.
Oh, I almost forgot to mention... they did announce, I think it was on WWE.com Tuesday, The Miz is hosting SummerSlam.
Did you know that this year's SummerSlam needed a host? Because I didn't.
I didn't think he did. I'm like, good lord. Like, okay, the one in like 2 years where they're doing 2 days, yeah, that could be the host for, you know, those nights.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one.
So like I said, I think Punk wins. I think we transition from Punk to Seth Rollins somehow during all of this. And and that's where we're at. All right, what's the next match?
All right. Okay. There we go. Okay, next match, Intercontinental title match. Sami Zayn defends against Bron Breakker.
All right, what are your thoughts on this rematch from the last time that we did a WWE show?
Bron has to go over. I thought he would last month, but he didn't. And the way, like, what happened on Raw Monday where Sami didn't let Breakker like get advantage of him, I think that's kind of saying Braun's gonna win. Not that Braun needs the Intercontinental title. I mean, it would be cool to for him to have it, but I think Sami's had a good run. I think his time is done with the Intercontinental title. It's on for him to do other things. I think Braun's gonna take it.
I, for the most part, agree with you. I think... excuse me, I don't even really know, like, what's the reason why there's a rematch? Is there a reason other than...
Breaker earned the title shot.
Okay, fair enough. Again, I only watched the Raw beforehand.
Yeah.
I had, heard, I heard or I read that some people wanted to be a triple threat match with someone, or they were thinking about it. I forgot the person, though.
Yeah, I think they were thinking of putting Dragunov into the mix.
Gotcha.
Which I wouldn't have minded, honestly.
Hey, Miss Gameplay. What's going on? How are you doing?
Hey.
A lyrical shout out. Okay, a lyrical welcome, because she followed me off of the, off a live stream, so I'm going to do that right now, real quick.
For
Miss Gameplay. Hopefully, you're having a great day. This is a lyrical welcome for becoming one of my followers, and this is a lyrical welcome brought to you by Now That's What I Call Podcasting, which is a show where I talk about the Now That's What I Call music series on a track-by-track basis. Here's your lyrical welcome from Kesha's song TikTok. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. TikTok on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. Oh, whoa, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, whoa, oh. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. TikTok on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Oh, whoa, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, whoa, oh. Welcome. That was your lyrical welcome.
Bravo. That's almost like getting a letter from the President of the United States. Like, this is like even bigger, even
right,
better.
Now I got to cross that section off, because again, if you're watching this on replay, you followed me off stream while I'm not live. Because if I'm live and all of a sudden it says a new follower, we're doing a lyrical welcome right there. But if it's off stream, you got to let me know in the chat. I want a lyrical welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Gameplay, do you have any thoughts on SummerSlam? We're now talking about Braun Breaker versus Sami Zayn. And Bill, just continue, and we'll read out if she replies, if she's still in the chat.
No, I mean, like, if they did a if they had done a three-way match, I probably would have been fine, but this is probably for the best, so. But yeah, I think Braun's going to win.
You're talking about wrestling? Yes, this is the official WWE, or our official WWE SummerSlam 2024 preview show. Do you keep up on wrestling at all? It's probably a good question about here.
Yeah.
Why didn't I do the electricity attack? Anyway.
I don't know.
So yeah, I think Braun's gonna win. I almost don't understand why he didn't watch Lightning Forever.
Yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Have you ever watched a SummerSlam? That's my question to you. As we continue the discussion with the next match, I am just a little surprised that Braun didn't win last event, but now he might still. Like, why wouldn't you do that during the first event?
Mm-hmm.
What SummerSlams do you remember while Bill gives us our next match? We're making our way through this little factory thing, I guess, because apparently we have to break a barrier.
Yeah. So our next match is for the United States title, LA Knight challenging Logan Paul.
All right, so this is the match that you can probably know I hate because fucking Logan Paul's in it.
Exactly.
Is this where he loses it, though? That's the question.
Yeah.
With his, what, 3 title defenses in a year or whatever I read the other day?
Pretty much, yeah.
By the way, that was SummerSlam 2002, Triple H versus Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah, that was a good match. I remember...
It's a good SummerSlam overall, I feel.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Bill, what do you think? LA Knight versus Logan Paul. Give me your thoughts.
See, this is kind of interesting because you and I, we kind of know the old trope of if a wrestler is competing in their hometown, this was when Vince was running, they would lose.
Yes.
I don't know if Hunter is like that or not.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so either. But that title needs to be on somebody that's going to be there every week. Like, I know Logan Paul's, you know, got like a bajillion things. He's about to be a father, I think.
He is an influencer. Yes.
Right. Yeah, he's a piece of crap, too. But, I would think the time's now to switch the title. I mean, let someone else run with it. Someone who's there every week.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that of what you want. The question is, do you think it's going to happen?
I'm going to say yes. I think we do get a title change.
Okay. I'm going to go opposite of you and say no, I don't think there's going to be a title change. I think, for whatever friggin' reason, they love... Well, I mean, their reason, I'm sure, is that, oh, it brings more eyes because people know who Logan Paul is, but... I mean, I don't really know how... Is there anything statistic-wise showing that there's actually been an increase that Logan Paul's involved in the show versus not?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
But yeah, I don't... Actually, I also think this match is going to be short for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. No cap. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Well, thank you.
Appreciate that. So yeah, I don't really... I don't have high hopes for the match. I hope right. That other idiot doesn't show up. What the hell was his name? The one that was involved at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about that with my nephew the other day.
Hold on. In what situation would that come up for your family?
Okay.
Time out right there. And by the way, Bill, Slimy keeps it getting experience, and I still don't know what the fuck he does. I've been checking every once in a while. Can I use Slimy for something? No.
Slimy's the greatest manager of all time. Slimy, better than Bobby.
Slimy.
Better than Paul Heyman. Okay, so my nephews are into Prime Drink, like the energy drink.
Are they really?
But it's not as bad as when they first started. So, I told them about, like, the one, like, what happened at WrestleMania, and, you know, it was like, hey, they, you know, this guy got involved, and he, like, accidentally set his house on fire when he lit fireworks in his house.
Hold on, Bill, are you looking at what I'm looking at right now?
Yes.
What in the world is this? What is this enemy?
We... Yo ho we ho. Yo ho.
Alright, let's just get to it, because I got to past him anyway.
Yeah, we got it. So no, like, they, you know, sometimes, like, as of late, they, you know, have been getting some, not a lot. So I actually tried Prime for the first time, like, a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm going to say this.
Does Prime have different flavors, or is it just one primary flavor?
I think it is different flavors.
Okay, so which one was this? I think that's important for...
Oh, gosh. Oh, I wish I don't remember.
Because whether you compliment or it's bad, it's not going to mean anything if people don't right. know which type it is.
I don't remember. I'll say this.
Okay, go ahead.
It's kind of in the middle. You know? Like... There's nothing exciting about it that makes it taste great, but there's nothing in there that makes it taste bad, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I can see what you're saying.
It's kind of a bland drink. Like, would I try another one? Maybe, just to have, maybe have a second go around, but... Yeah, I'm kind of like in the middle. Although, the oldest one, the oldest nephew, he wants me, or he was thinking about getting me the WWE one if they ever found it, so.
Talk about, there's a WWE specific energy drink?
Yeah, there's a WWE Prime.
Oh, okay. I like the Blue Raz Prime. Again, never had Prime, so. Not the energy drink, but it's not. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there are good ones.
I mean, you would think. All right, we have someone vouching for the WWE
C4.
Oh. Miss Gameplay. All right, Miss Gameplay.
Oh, gosh, that's bringing back memories. Saw those in the magazine ads all the time. Triple H with the two women.
I don't remember this at all. This is an older one?
This was like 20-plus years ago.
Remember this. Can you remind me about this, please?
Okay,
to go down memory lane.
So it's like the WWE magazine. Triple H is posing. You know, he's got the... He's doing the double bicep, and there's two women, like, squatting.
Oh
that's the best way of putting it. I'm not...
Oh, they are, down there?
Yeah, but it's
down
not...
Down there.
But it's not, like, an allude gesture.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And it's just, like, C4, and...
Wow.
So, yeah... I remember seeing that in the magazine. I never had it, so I can't say if C4 is good or not. Maybe Ms. Gameplay can tell us if it was any good or not.
I thought she just said it was.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, she said, I like the Blue Raspberry. Well, the juice is not the energy drink. Oh, no. I tried this WWE C4. Those are good. Although I doubt that they're still in production. Anyway.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to try something here. So check this out. First off, I'm going to fight with Muchacho Man, but when Bruder comes up, I'm going to try to see if I prepare for tag team, if he'll give me something with this damn slimy. They're still around?
Oh my gosh. Fantastic.
Do they sell well?
Yes, that is the question. Do they sell?
All right, what's our next match? Let's get to it, because we do have...
Actually, you know what? We're going to...
You're right. You're right. Actually, I'm going to have to take a... After this one, I will have to... I don't know if they help me for my 12-hour shift.
12-hour shift at the hospital.
I guess you're off today, huh?
Either she's off, or she already went in. So yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, so after this battle, I have to cut out for about 10 to 15 minutes, not long. But Bill is staying here, and it's funny that you watch old SummerSlams, because that was gonna be the topic for Bill. Is what are some of your old favorite SummerSlams that people liked?
Yeah, you make your own hours. Fantastic.
Okay.
God bless you. We need more nurses like you. We need them. So you know what? Since we got somebody in the chat, I'll start with SummerSlam 02.
Well, wait, no, you gotta wait till I leave.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I'm still here, Bill.
Okay, so yeah, wow. That'll be the first one I'll bring up. When Jim leaves after this match.
Yeah, so get your SummerSlam 2002 cap ready, because you guys will be talking about that while I'm not here.
Like, it was kind of like in the back of my head, but it wasn't like in the front, but I'll move it up to the front of the line.
Move it up to the front of the line, why not? Oh, I forgot the slimy. Oh, wait, no, I can do it again.
Slimy. How you been? Jim?
I mean, I'm alright. Okay, hold on. I gotta see if slimy's gonna work. No, see? He doesn't do anything. Alright, let me do this then. I've never tried either of these, so we're gonna do Buster Brothers. Yeah, I've been alright. You know, did work. About to step out for about 10-15 minutes, but no, stay here, because Bill's gonna stick around while I go do what I need to do. Oh my god. Whoa!
Oh my god!
Did you see how much damage that was? I need to do that shit more often.
Blow up vehicles.
Oh, look who went up a level, by the way.
Oh, very good.
Slimy. Slimy. Alright, so I'm just gonna put this on pause here, so you have a nice little background music, and Bill will lead, and if, Bill, please, if anyone else shows up, please welcome them with open arms. And let me know if, for some reason, someone comes in and wants a lyrical welcome that I owe.
All right.
I'll be back, everyone.
All right. So, yeah, SummerSlam 02. I actually did not see this live when it happened. I got it on videotape. Remember those things? Videotapes? No, but that's such a fun, easy show to watch. Like, I don't think there's a bad match on that show. There really isn't. No, but like you said, gameplay. Hunter and Sean, that's such a fun match. And it's like you got Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio starting the show. Was really good. Everything is good about that show. Yes, the story setup was good. Oh, that was so good. Oh. Gosh, Shawn, man. That was a big deal at the time, Shawn Michaels coming back. Like, I remember that was, like, a huge deal at the time. What else was on that show? Rock and Brock Lesnar was on that show. That was good. I mean, there's so many good matches on that show. Like, was that the... No, remember there was, like, a theme song that they had, and it was, like, specially made. And it was, like, really, really good song. I can't think of the name of it. Brock and Cena. I've seen a couple of their matches. It's all right. Like, they have good chemistry, but... Okay, so I'm gonna... If you don't mind, I want to mention a SummerSlam that popped in my head the other day because I have such great memories of watching this particular SummerSlam. SummerSlam 91. And I'm like sick. I remember this still to this day. So my brother, who was a fan, he had friends from high school over to watch the show. So they were down in the basement watching the show. Me and the rest of my family are watching the show upstairs, and we're actually recording it because, you know, we could record shows. Oh, those were fun times. No, but like that show is just so, like, I remember it, like, watching it, and because the big thing was the wedding of Randy Savage and Elizabeth, and it was like, you know, my god, they're finally gonna tie the knot. And it was like the biggest, like, I kind of joke to people, that was like the biggest wedding of 1991 for me. Like, I don't care any other celebrities that got married that year. Savage and Elizabeth was the wedding of 1991 for me. And then there's a great match. Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect on that show. It is so good. Oh my gosh. I could talk about that match all night, but we only have several minutes, so I'm not going to really go crazy about it. But if you ever want to look it up on YouTube, I'm sure there are clips of it. Check it out. It's just a great match to watch. I'm trying to think of one more. I'm trying to think of a good one that I'm, '06. I'm pulling a random one out of the hat. I'm not saying it's an all time, but 06 is kind of a fun show because John Cena faces Edge. That was the main event. And there was Shawn and Hunter teaming up. DX got back together. And they fought Vince and Shane McMahon on that show. And, that was... I think there was some stipulation. I don't remember what the stipulation was for that, but... Hulk Hogan had a match on that show with Randy Orton. And I think that was Hogan's, we didn't know at the time, but that was Hogan's last WWE match. So there was that. King Booker and Batista. Oh, how could I forget? King Booker! I love that. King Booker! Man, King Booker was so fun. I loved that character. Oh, that was great. Yes, the Spinneroonie! I could never do the Spinneroonie. Never. I could not. Even if you dared me, I'll just say it right now. If you dared me to do the Spinneroonie, it's going to end up looking bad. I will just tell you right now. It will look bad. And no, there will be no video footage of it tonight or ever. I guess the only part I could do is the setup where he's on one knee and he's shaking his hand, looking at it that's probably the only part I could do. The rest, forget it. It's not happening. It ain't gonna happen. Let me ask you a question since we've still got a couple minutes till Jim comes back. Have you ever heard the story of Booker T trying to get the Undertaker to do the Spinneroonie? Let's see if she's ever heard this story. Okay. So for those that haven't heard it, long story short, it was after some TV show, everyone's in the ring and Undertaker's there and Booker's like, "We want to see the Undertaker Rooney." And they play the music and he's like, "No, not happening. No, it ain't going to happen." And he was so pissed off at Booker T, too. Which I love about that story. we'll have to ask Jim when he comes back if he remembers that story. An Undertaker Rooney. Hey, that might not have been bad. You know what? It might have been better than me doing it. I'll say that. Oh my gosh. But yeah, with this game, because I saw your comment earlier, It's actually a role-playing game. It's an RPG. Yes! The grocery store! Yes! Ah! Memories. Oh, my gosh. Can I go back to my high school years? Oh, my God. Yes. That is an all-timer. I wonder if that grocery store is still running today. Like, that would be fun to know. Like, is this particular grocery store still open today? We could try to make that, like, a national landmark. Like, you could have people come tour and be like, here is the grocery store where Booker T and Stone Cold Steve Austin fought on television. Oh my god. I think I need to find that video and watch it again soon. And maybe I'll show it to my nephews and be like, this is what not to do when you're alone at a grocery store. Oh my gosh. Classic. Oh man. All right. So, it kind of is. Yeah, it's kind. It is RPG. Yeah, kind of old school. Yeah, I'd say old school. I mean, like I said to Jim a long time ago, like I've never really been in the RPGs, but for this project, I kind of wanted to be involved because all I'm going to be doing is like making voices and having conversations with the guy. So, you know, but the designs are really nice. Like, I'll give him credit. Like, the designs are nice. The stories are kind of interesting. It's been entertaining. What games do you play? I like the side scrollers, like, you know, like Mario Brothers, Kirby, Mega Man. I'm into sports as well, but I've also been playing a lot of Fall Guys. I love Fall Guys. It's like one of my favorite games, like ever. Like, I just absolutely love it. And then, sometimes, like when I have my nephews, like we'll try to. Oh, okay. We have WrestleQuest news when he comes back. Okay. But no, like, Fall Guys, I love Fall Guys. And then I, like, try to find, like, classic games. Bubble Bobble, I don't know if you've ever played that one. That's a really fun game. We still have our Nintendo. I gotta get it hooked up and get that going again so I could play some Nintendo games. My sister and her family actually just got a Wii earlier this week. And I had not played the Wii in years. Like, the last time I played it was at a friend's house. So we did Wii Sports. I'd never played that. Oh, I like Fall Guys. I've been needing moving partner in, moving out. It's like Overcooked. You know, when I get more time, I will go right back into Fall Guys. I really will. Like, I've just been so busy these last few weeks. But yeah, like, Wii Sports, I tried that with my 12-year-old nephew. And we did, what did we do? We did bowling, I think, was our favorite. Bowling was our favorite. We did baseball. We did tennis. And then I tried the boxing one. Boxing is kind of interesting. The only one we didn't do was golf. We were going to save that for another day. But, I still have my Game Boy Color, actually. Okay, Jim will be back in 2 minutes. I still have my Game Boy Color. Actually, I wish I could show it to you guys, but I have it in my desk. I gotta put batteries in it so I can start playing Game Boy games. Let's see, Wii Sports, Just Dance, and Michael Jackson Experience. What I love playing on the Wii, than my little me person. Aww. You know, I'll tell you a story real quick, because I used to be a teacher. I used to work with special ed kids. There were times where, like, when we do, like, a dance break, we would go to YouTube, and we would go to Just Dance, and we would just pick, like, the random songs, like, you know, whatever we thought was appropriate for elementary school, you know, and we'd play them, and some of the kids would dance to it, others would just sit and watch, but, you know, Just Dance was, you know, fun to do, and even the kids would dance, they didn't even need, you know, the little joysticks, so, no, those were good times. We even did one, we had, like, a holiday Christmas, like, assembly, and we did a Christmas one with Just Dance, and it was, like, all the different versions, of, oh my god, what, I don't even remember, I can't think of the song right now, but it was, like, all the different styles, and it was really fun to do, it really was. Okay, so we're going to set up the next match here. But we will talk to Jim about if he remembers the Booker T story a little later. So don't worry, gameplay. I'm not going to forget.
All right, I am back, RP Jimmy. Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great, okay. So, before we continue, I just want to mention that I saw some WrestleQuest news. Well, I didn't see it, I heard it. Okay. Ironically, from Jeff Jarrett's My World podcast. And I think he meant it by accident, because he was rambling on about different things, and at some point, I think it was like how busy he was. Mm-hmm. And so, one of the things he blurted out, we got the WrestleQuest DLC. I'm like, what? It's DLC? Since when?
There's a DLC?
So I think what happened is that he was not supposed to tell anyone. And at some point, there will be WrestleQuest DLC coming out.
You know what? Jeff Jarrett has been on, like, one of my favorite runs of his entire career. He gets a pass from me.
I am such a fan. They better be Jared Hangman at All In.
Oh, man.
We got cutscene. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Barbie. Ready for phase three?
Phase three? I thought we were in phase two.
What happened to phase two, Bill?
Wait, I thought we were in phase one.
No, phase one was trying the scissors.
Oh.
Expect the unexpected in the kingdom of spikes. What the hell is he doing?
What the hell?
Oh, he's jumping from the roof.
Put some sass on that thing.
Wait.
What? I thought those windows were plastic, not glass.
Wait, did we just break through glass?
I think we did.
That's real glass, Bill.
Oh my god. Go cry me a river.
Your taste is in translucent materials is once again your downfall, goat. Mayor Mark, your reign of terror is at an end. If you want it to be... What? Why would he say, yes, I want my reign of terror to end? What are you talking about? This! Uh-oh, what's gonna happen here? Excuse me?
What the...
Cast off your municipal mask and put on the mask you were made to wear. You want me out of your city? Come meet me in the Surge Dome. So you just wanted... Come on, amigos! So you just wanted to challenge him to a fight? You could have done that outside the barrier.
Sir, shall I send the guards after them?
No... Let them go, and then cancel my appointments. He sounds so defeated right now.
He's like, shit.
Alright, so we gotta go do a battle, which is fine. What's oh, Conrad? What does Conrad sound like again? What would that sound like? Okay, things are heating up across the toy room. How did Jared sound like? What's up, Slat? Okay, listen. Machacho Man to Slat challenged the mayor of Water Park Junction, and an exciting feud is developing between the Honest Bucks and grad school. You're Jake, I think, right?
Yeah. Don't forget Toy Box Jimmy and Nuke are hot on the trail of Vanetta, a minivan with a major mystery.
Oh, I'm Don Dallas Page. Yo, it's me, DDP. All right. Let's see what happens next.
Bang!
Bang! Self high five.
Oh, man.
Oh, now you gotta be Brett.
Oh, yeah! You know, I never thought I'd get to this point. Well, I never thought I'd see a B-horror movie crossed with Lucha Libre.
Wait, where the hell are they? Why is our team, why is our party members broken into three totally different areas? By the way, Brink Logan, we established just so Miss Gameplay kind of realizes, we established that I think Brink is supposed to be the Bret Hart of this game, because...
Yeah,
he was in the snowy part in the northern part of the world. So we decided to give him a Brett voice for Brink.
I'm a lot better than Bill Goldberg.
Did you see the part where he did that sidewalk slam on the cotoiloid? Amazing.
Imagine seeing it in person.
What? Silver Halo was a real wrestler?
He, a true legend, a true hero, someone the kids can look up to.
Come along, honey. Help me tuck in the kids. Be with them now.
I'm sorry, my wife. I must pay my respects to our town's lucha ancestors and ask for their intercession.
Intercession.
Wait, what's an intercession? Is that a real word? That's the question.
The Order of the Plasticitarians.
Good luck on that one.
The order of the plastic people placed a riddle here to protect the graves. I have to light all the lamps in each section to remove the barrier.
Cheer for me, dot, dot, dot. Okay.
Okay, so what was that word again? Enter?
I don't remember already. I already forgot. I swear to God. Unless the chat remembers, because I certainly don't. This gameplay, if you're still there, do you know the word? And then, put up the next match, too, by the way.
Okay. All right, next match, WWE title match, Cody Rhodes defending against Solo Sikoa.
Wow, I thought that would be the last one you wanted to talk about, but okay.
I'm going by the Wikipedia order, so. Well, I think this is where Roman Reigns comes back.
I think that's a pretty safe bet, actually.
Because the way Solo has been portrayed as this big heel, like now I'm the one in charge. I think it's time for Roman to come back. Cody in this is just, he's just a pawn.
Yeah, he's kind of just there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just there.
He's the main good guy. That's his role here.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Bill, you might have to look this up, by the way, because I have no idea. I have a feeling it has something to do with these bells.
Yeah.
Let me see if I ring level 4 if anything happens. No.
Nope.
Well, no, I didn't. No, I didn't ring the last one over here. I guess you can't? Or I can't. Oh, it is. No. Maybe there's a clue somewhere around here.
Maybe.
So, I'll give my thoughts, and then you look up the...
Yeah, I'll look it up.
So, yeah, I mean, I think this is arguably the most predictable match for the night. Cody, I think, is definitely going to win. I'd be shocked if Solo Sikoa won and became the champion.
I think it'll be
fine. Like I said, a lot of the things on SummerSlam this year I'm not mad about, but I'm also not overly excited about either. It's just kind of like, yeah, that'll be pretty good. Sure, yes. Except for the Logan Paul match. I'm like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. Oh, actually, I have the playthrough, so we could look up that word.
Okay, well, let's get through this first. That way I can...
Yeah, let's get through this, and then we'll look up the word.
Now, I know you got... So I'll take this time to talk about some SummerSlams I remembered that I liked.
Yes.
Okay, well, yes. You look up and see what I'm supposed to do in this bell section. So I like 2002. I actually went to 2002 SummerSlam, and I'll never forget it because... Well, first off, it was a great card. But also... I remember me and my friends went, and it was so far away. I feel like it took us 2.5 hours to get there one way.
Oh,
we,
wow.
We live in New Jersey, by the way. And it took forever to get there. Like, we basically said on the way home, as great as this event was, we're never doing this trip again. We're going to stick to Madison Square Garden and... East Rutherford, New Jersey, and that's pretty much it. I remember going to that one. I remember going to Highway to Hell, which was 1998.
Oh, that's a great
one. That's another good one that I liked. I went to a not great one. I believe it was SummerSlam 1995, which was known for for Shawn Michaels' Razor Ramon, but the main event was Diesel versus King Mabel. Which I believe that was his last, not his, the Lex Luger's last event before he showed up on Nitro that next day.
Yeah.
Or 2 days, whatever it was. I don't remember, Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
What you got?
So I have found all three.
Okay, great. What am I doing?
Okay, so what you want to do is go down and to the right.
Like here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you're going to go up. Okay, go to the right. Go down into the right.
Oh, that's right, the other there. Candle. Okay. So there's
okay,
one.
So now,
and I know where one of them is, and where's the other one?
Although, it's on the left.
Oh, shit, you're right. Okay. Uh-oh, and where's the other one's what, up here, right?
Yep.
Actually, that should have been way easier than I thought. Okay, for me at least. But what did that do?
It brought that candle up.
Which one? This?
Do you see? No, the small one.
Oh, over here. This one?
Yep.
Okay, but what does that do?
Or wait a minute, what do you... Hold on, let me go back. Oh, you actually have to go to the... No, go to the altar here.
Oh, here we go.
All right, I'm going to attempt my best Spanish, so if you're familiar, apologize.
Jose de las Campanas, who fought to restore the monasterio bells, please cheer for me.
Solo will reach the second grave. Okay.
Alrighty.
I can't move. Oh, I think these are open now. Oh, okay, just do this. Ah, it's blocked.
Oh, okay,
more candles.
I see.
No, more candles, yep. I see it. Okay. One, two, there's five.
Go down to the left. Yep.
Four, where's that fifth one? Where's the fifth one? No! Okay, I'll pull on the fifth.
Oh, I saw it too!
Where was it?
It was, okay, so...
Is this it?
Okay, hold on. One.
Yeah, let's count them first. One, two, three.
Three.
Three over there.
Four.
Where do you see four? Oh, four. Oh, and five. Okay, so I got it. Here we go.
Yep, okay.
Boom.
Phew!
Boom. I don't give a lot of time on this.
I really don't.
Oh my god, I'm gonna stuck! No! And where's the other one?
Hurry! To the left
left. Fucked up.
Ah!
Again, I'll do these three first, and then I'll go to the upper right. One, two, three, upper right. And then right here. Ha!
There we go.
I'll show those candles who's boss.
Alright.
Senor Secreto, who took a help from each luchador he defeated, please cheer for me.
Why is he praying again? Do we know?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to reach the third grave. Alright, where are we going now? Over there? Great.
Yep.
Alright, so overall, your thoughts on... You think Cody's going to win, right?
Oh, yeah, I think Cody's going to win. I just don't know if Roman will be involved in the match or not. That's the only thing I'm not sure. I'm going to say he will be.
Hey, Ms. Gameplay, do you know, like, any of the current people? Like, do you know who Cody Rhodes and Solo Sikoa is or Roman Reigns? Okay, so let's count candles first. So let's see. One. Actually, we should hit it anyway because... We need to know how many we're looking for. Oh, fuck, nine.
Oh, but they gave you 10 more seconds.
Ooh.
Oh, a whole 10 seconds.
10 seconds. It's like how freaking All Out moved a whole week. How the fuck am I supposed to do this? It's like gotta be a special way. So we got 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 7. Am I miscounting? Alright, let's start from the bottom left.
Okay.
And we'll work our way around from like clockwise. So we have one gear.
Right.
Two. Oh, wait, we missed one. Oh, right here. Two.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Four.
Five, six.
Seven.
Seven is a seven, right? Okay, seven.
Yep, that's seven.
Eight. Did we count this one? Nine?
Nine. Yeah, that's nine.
So I guess the best route to go about this is just do exactly what I just did instead of running.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so here we go again.
Three, four, five. Oh, those plants are in the way. That's the thing.
Damn! I hit it too. Eventually, yeah, you're right. The plants will do it. All right, let me start over. I'm gonna wait till it just.
All right. Well, while you're waiting, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Because Ms. Gameplay and I, we were talking about this earlier.
You guys had a lot of time together because I was gone for longer than I thought.
Yeah, we may go out on a first date another time. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Do you remember the time Booker T tried to get The Undertaker to do the spin-a-rooney?
Vaguely. I don't think... Oh. I thought that was a dark match thing. Like
Yeah, it was.
And then it was like released on documentary.
Yeah, it was. And it was like Undertaker was so pissed off that he that they tried to get him to do it.
Yeah, like I said, I definitely vaguely remember that for sure.
Oh, those were good times.
Those were good times. What do we got next on the match queue?
Hold on, I'll tell you as soon as you get the last one.
Got it.
Yes.
I didn't even look at the times. So I don't even know how long it was.
You had like 2 seconds left.
Alright,
here you go, do this.
Alright.
Ray Vela, patron of Wall of VFX, please cheer for me.
I guess that was the last one.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone else was here.
I'll be scorching, Ray. Please, do not let me disturb you. Señor Luchador, I was just coming to pay my respects to these wrestlers.
Really? Say, I know you. You're Scorching Ray from the lower cards. How long have you been wrestling?
For a few years now. But I have loved wrestling all my life. As a boy, I looked up to the luchadors and the luchadoras. I saw it in the ring each week. I have fond memories of watching Halo de Plata films with my father. He thought it was important for me to have good heroes. Ah, but here I am disturbing you. Please, enjoy your evening.
Now that we've had that interaction, yep. Let's go to our next match.
Next match. I go to look for Senor Ramon's house, or Raymond. Actually, if I could find a store, that would be great.
Next match. Women's World title. Liv Morgan defending against Rhea Ripley.
Bill, I'm going to go first in this. Can you explain to me who's good and who's bad in this feud? Because I don't get it. I don't understand this at all. I'm so confused by this whole feud.
Okay. I will try my best. So, I believe Rhea is the good guy in the story.
Okay.
Because...
See, I thought it would be Liv, but okay.
Well, no, Liv has gone into this kind of like stalker-ish kind of character on Dominic Mysterio.
I mean, while, if I had a woman that was stalking me that bought me a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the most realistic thing about that whole story, is that there's no way that a woman in 2024 is buying a guy who she's not even dating a PlayStation 5. No, it's just not happening in 2024.
Actually, that's the second most realistic.
No, unrealistic.
The first realistic, it was when she bought, or when she got him an entire platter of chicken nuggets.
you're up.
Okay.
And then we'll talk more about this women's world title match.
And chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Sirs, I have reached a decision. We should give the title to Scorching Ray.
Interesting. You'll be feral, I guess. We're running out of people that are like...
Okay. No! Scorching Ray? What is the name that rudely enters my ears? That's not a name I've heard in chant or song.
Then you haven't been listening. He's a new star, not quite a baby face. His wrestling skill is sound, and the crowds love him. Scorching Ray has new fans every day. Sir, it would be my honor to help him, to help put him over.
Bah! Let him get himself over. Señor Ramon, we can't declare this mystery Ray the champion out of nowhere. Where's the build-up? Where's the artistry? Where's the storyline? You'll be throwing away an entire season of work. A drama between the Chinampo champ and Luchador.
Very intimidating. Sorry, Luchador. The Chinampo champ is right. We have to keep pushing the popularity of the LCW to avoid getting swallowed up like some of the other promotions. We can't take risks right now. The LCW Championship is in this room, and it is no one. Wait, the LCW Championship is in this room, and it is no one. I'll be happy to support either one of you, but I know it is a hefty decision. I'll leave it to you to decide.
Man, he's got a tough decision. I can almost taste the title belt, Chinampo. It will be ours. I swear it!
What's Toy Box Jimmy doing right now?
He's probably still in a weird place. Oh.
So, how did it go?
My wife, I am sorry. Señor Ramon would not agree to my suggestion.
I see. So then, Pharaoh Fausto will be the champion?
No. Luchador, wait, please.
Oh, that's right. He promised to, like, retire or something.
Yeah.
So now she's mad because she thinks it's going to be him, which maybe it is going to be him.
You love that ring more than you love me.
Wow, what a telenovela.
Oh, could you say that? How could you even think that?
Where are you? Where are you every day and every night? Not here. Not with me. Not with your family. You're out there with your squared circle mistress.
Oh.
Oh, dear. How dare you? Everything I do, everything in the ring, I do it for you, I do it for this family.
That's right, Luchador, speak up.
Every day, every match, every slam, every near-death jump over the rope, I do it for you.
Bah! You can lie to yourself, but not me, Luchador. You do it for the glory, for the honor. That's your true love. That's your true mistress.
Wow. Bill, how do you feel arguing with yourself?
I feel like it went to a draw.
Alright, we gotta be back on this mystery, though. Who's good and who's bad?
Right. I think Luchador is bad.
No, not her, not that.
I had to do that.
Alright.
Okay, so anyway, no. So like, Liv... See, and I'm not even here trying to convince you. It's just, like, I'm trying to figure it out myself step by step.
Because here's my problem. Okay, like, all right. Dominic was with
Rhea.
But Rhea was bad by default because she's the one that turned Dominic against his whole family.
Right.
And now Liv's trying to take Rhea away, but so doesn't that make Liv good because she's trying to get Dominic away from the bad woman?
Well, the thing is, Liv is trying to get into Dominic's pants.
Okay.
Like, she's trying to do to him what Rhea did.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't that be turning, like, making Dominic go back to the good side with not being with Rhea? Because that was the bad influence to begin with.
Yeah, but the fans are really behind Rhea.
I mean, the fans have been behind people before that they're not really the good guys, so I don't know if that's
right.
Fair.
I know.
You could argue also that, like, Steve Austin wasn't a good guy, but he was loved by the fans, so he was, you know, number one, one of the best of all time for that, you know?
No, you're right.
I'm just looking, like I said, the storyline is, it confuses me. Oh, Storm. What are your thoughts on the match? What are your thoughts on the story? What do you think? Well, I buy things.
The story, and somebody pointed this out the other day, and I never really thought about it. They're kind of using this while the whole, like, Vince Janelle Grant thing is going on.
That's true, too. I never really thought of that, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. But other than that, like, Dominic's been really good. Liv's been good. As a character, Liv's been good. Rhea is just all around great. As far as the match, I don't know how, like, if I think it's going to be good or not. I think Liv is going to keep her belt, and Dominic is going to help her win.
Yeah, I mean, Dominic has to come into play at some point here, right?
Exactly.
I think they want me to leave. Yeah, I think, storyline aside, because I'm very confused by it. Oh, wait, what's this guy saying? I forgot that he's got to fight whoever. Pharaoh Fausto. I just can't get behind the storyline because I'm very confused by it.
Right.
Who's good and bad. But, I mean, I guess the match will be fine. I don't really think too much when I think of in-ring from either of these two, but I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be passable. Yeah. How many matches are left, by the way? How are we doing time versus
We have two left.
I have 45 minutes, so we're doing pretty good on that. So why don't we get another one now? Because then we're going to be checking in with AEW here for at least the first half hour.
Yeah, and I do have news to kind of discuss with you.
Okay, was it late breaking news?
It happened today news.
Okay.
So let's get these last two over with.
Yep.
Not trying to rush these two, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's just I want to make sure I give them the equal time or whatnot.
Yeah.
Welcome to Luchador Championship Wrestling's High Flying Championship. This match is set for one ring out. The first to leave the ring and touch the ground is the loser, and he who remains is the LCW champion.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't get what this means gameplay-wise. It will be non-stop high stakes, high-flying action here in LCW, and it all starts in just a moment. I just realized something. Please don't make me do this now, because I just realized we haven't saved.
Ooh.
Hello, Luchador. Have you made your decision?
Just give me a good send-off.
Magnificent! Luchador, do not worry. The belt will be in good hands with me.
Don't you mean hooves with the Chinampo champ?
What? Oh, yes, of course. He is quite ready to serve the LCW.
That's his famous saying.
Thank you for that, Chinampo champ. Boys, I'll see you in the ring. Please, please, don't make it go right to the ring. I'm begging you.
You won't regret this, my friend.
You know, I've been thinking about contingencies.
What do you mean?
It's something my mentor mentioned to me, which is my dad. But, you know, listen.
Please do not go into the fight. I'm like begging now because we've done. No! Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, standing at 3.75 inches tall, he is the Benthic Terror, your champion, the Luchador. And his opponent, standing at 5 inches tall, weighing in at 17 ounces, the Chinampo Champ.
Oh. We're excited to be here for an opportunity to place the LCW Championship in the proper hands. Strong hands, capable hands, dedicated hands. May he who wants it most win.
What's our mandatory thing? Survive two turns. Okay, that seems easy enough.
But... Yep.
Psst, Luchador. Just follow the cues. We will guide you through this, your most memorable match.
Alright, so... You know what? Survive two turns. I don't have any items. Do I have anything to heal? I guess this is my best shot to increase my evasion. Maybe he'll miss.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not too bad. Okay, fine.
No, not bad.
Let me attack him just because it's not saying to not attack him. Oh! Here we go. This is a heal. The thing right here. Better bubble. Wow, what a pop. Here's the beef.
Here's the beef!
Alright, so now, use a gimmick against Chinampo Chan. Whoa, whoa, whoa! not all bad. All right, fine. There's a gimmick on. All right, we'll use the Fishnado DDT. Didn't do much.
Now you must bounce back into their
hand. I don't know what that means. Wait a minute.
What?
Isn't that his friend?
Yeah.
Is he gonna knock me out of the ring? Is that what's gonna happen here? What does bounce back into the ring?
Let me have
to look it up. Well, I'm gonna heal myself and see what happens. In my bubble. Oh, I did. I bounced back in the ring, apparently.
Oh, very good.
I think I just lost.
Oh, well, your next thing was to break out of a submission attempt.
Damn. Let's see, what was last saved? Oh no! No!
No!
Don't tell me. Oh no,
this is... Oh, okay.
I think we want this.
Yeah, this is...
Right?
Yeah.
This is where... Okay, thank God. Oh my God. Okay, I got scared. Alright, so here's what I need. I'm going to look for a shop.
Alright, while you do that...
Yeah, let's talk about Bayley versus Nia Jax.
Yes. Okay, so, Jax...
Wait, why is this happening in the first place? That's a great start.
Okay. Well, Jax got this opportunity because she won the Queen of the Ring tournament.
Fair, okay.
And whoever won the tournament got the title shot.
Okay.
So that's how this match came to be, basically. I think... Well, I will say from what I've seen, Jax has gotten better... years ago.
Yeah.
I just don't see her winning here. I think Bailey's going to find a way to keep her belt, although Jax did mention in a promo that Bailey had a BBL.
What's that?
A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, okay. Do you think she had a BBL?
I don't think she did. I mean, Bailey's.
I can kind of see Nia Jax winning.
Okay.
Because I could see Hunter being like, that's real heel heat.
That's fair.
Ooh, what a mess.
Now, they've also, and I just want to mention this real quick.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Tiffany Stratton has been kind of involved in this story because she has the Money in the Bank contract.
Oh, okay.
So, does she cash? I don't think they'll pull the trigger yet.
No. Doesn't seem like this one. Doesn't seem it from what I can tell, but yeah.
Plus, you already used the men's one. You don't want to use the women's up like that soon and then basically go a whole year without the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, so I wasn't able to find a store, but I was able to find a place to heal fully. So what I'm going to do is my strategy is going to be
when I save the game.
Save the game, thank you. Okay, let me get out to the main world and save the game to be sure. Because he's by himself. And there's no other people in the party right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use the first... When they say to survive the first two turns, I'm just going to use my two turns to heal what he just did. And then, hopefully, I'll be able to figure out the rest from there. Alright, we know all this. We've read it. We've lived it.
Yep, we've already done it. Now we just got to
We gotta have Luchador finish the story.
Oh, God. what's the AEW starting off with, by the way, before we get to our final match?
So MJF and Ospreay had a quick in-ring segment, and now Ospreay is facing Lance Archer.
Well, I'm glad that's not the main event, because I saw the poster for the show, or not the poster, the graphic for the show,
mm-hmm.
and this was the one on the top, and I'm like, wait a minute. There's a match between... What's the Darby match again?
Hangman and Darby Allin.
How is that not the main event over friggin' a Lance Archer match?
Well, now you don't have to worry, because Will's on first.
Good. I like Will's song. I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
It's catchy.
Yeah. I'm a thing that's gonna run and gone to the start. I don't know the words. I just know the melody, obviously.
Right, right.
So I survived my two turns. This one I can actually attack, because he didn't hit me.
So yeah, while we're probably we should mention this while we're doing this.
Yeah.
We are not doing All In, or I believe we're not doing.
No, we're doing All In.
Oh, we are doing All In.
We're not doing, you know, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Bash of Berlin.
Correct.
Right.
We're not doing, you know what, I almost feel like Bash of Berlin is like a gotcha event. What I mean by that.
Yeah.
You know the term, like a gotcha game, right?
I think I do, but explain it for everybody.
It's like they know you're going to just buy things on there that it's free, but you make in-app purchases and stuff like that. Like, that's where they make their money. So, this, I almost feel like this is a gotcha event. And even if AEW does one, we're not doing gotcha events. If it's not on the calendar already,
right.
Then no, we're not doing it. So, we're doing All In. We are going to do All Out as well, because that is a regular event for them.
And that's like 2 weeks after, so.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. No, isn't it? You said it was like, oh yeah, you're right, 2 weeks, not 1 week.
Yeah, because originally they were going to do it, like Labor Day. The word was intercession.
Okay.
From earlier.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Then you forgot. Okay, intercession. The action of intervening on behalf of another. And the action of saying a prayer on behalf of another person.
I mean, he was praying before.
He was.
Wow, he's really on the ropes. Look at this. Let's now use a gimmick on him.
And actually, you know what, I'll mention it now, and maybe it'll be mentioned again when we do All In, but Bash in Berlin is going to happen on basically the same day at the same time that the college football season begins.
Oh.
So they may not get as many people watching that event, because it's happening in the daytime here in the U.S.
Right.
So, and there's, like, I don't know what the, like, official start time is for the show, but there's, like, a big game at 12 o'clock.
Oh, wow, okay.
That they're going to be competing against. So it'll be kind of interesting to see, you know, how they book that show. And then after we do All Out, we get a few weeks before October.
Really? So, there's no WWE event in September?
Nope.
No, that's going to feel nice, actually. Sometimes it's a bit more... to be fair, it's mostly on me, because I'm taking on all these games on Twitch now, and in September and October, I'm going to be diving into a little bit of horror slash Halloween stuff,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to regular RPG, but... like, this whole July really helped me build up the Twitch, because the fact that I didn't have to, like, worry about a wrestling event every other week, it felt like.
If I remember correctly, from Memorial Day weekend to 4th of July week, and I'm including NXT in this,
yeah,
there were 7 shows. 7.
That's a lot. It's too much. Why isn't he making me submit? Alright, so who's... like, did MJF win yet?
MJF is not wrestling.
Oh, wait. Who's fighting Lance?
Will Ospreay.
Oh, Will Ospreay, sorry.
Come on, put him in a submission.
No.
Oh, now. All right.
Great. Now what?
You did everything. What else is there to do?
Oh, here he comes.
Okay. Oh!
Oh, oh no!
Oh, he hits him with a chair.
Oh, God.
Yes, suffer for it, Luchador. Suffer for the title you no longer have. Suffer as I have suffered in your family's shadow. Suffer as I take it from you as I become the champion.
That's how he loses the title. Oh, this guy.
It's Scorching Ray! What? This was not part of the plan.
This is a contingency plan, my friend.
Luchador. What was that?
Yes, it was devious. It was
What's up with the hard words this stream?
No!
We never had a problem until this stream with words.
It was...
it was amazing. Some of the best high-flying storytelling our promotion has seen in ages. For ages. It...
Enough! Luchador! You broke our agreement. Does this mean you intend to retain the title? As a cheater?
Oh!
I admit that it was not a clean win. That is why the champion will be... Nobody!
Oh, vacant. What?
What?
It's like you said, Senor Ramon. The LCW champion is in this room, or it's no one. Well, we chose no one.
But what does this mean for the LCW and the world tour of the Toy Room Feral Fausto organized?
That's simple. I intend to double it. Think about it, Senor Ramon. I will vacate the title and institute... or insinuate that Scorching Ray is the true winner for saving me. Feral Fausto will argue that Chinampo Champ is the proper champion, since I technically cheated. And then both luchadors will tour the toy room, not only advertising for LCW, but hyping up the next season as well.
This is brilliant. Wow. Here, your You've definitely earned this. Stampede.
Slam bucks.
Okay, like 2,000 experience. I'm sure Slimy gets some of it.
I must say, I'm impressed, Lochador. That was some elite level planning.
Thank you for saving me out there, Scorching Ray.
Sir, thank you for the chance to represent the LCW.
It is a great opportunity, my friend. Don't waste it, and don't lose your way. Remember, the world needs heroes.
I understand, sir. Thank you.
Make me proud.
All right, we still have about a half hour left in the stream, and we're continuing on.
Oh, Brink, your idea, it was perfect. It even satisfied Pharaoh Fausto.
I guess Brink is a booker now.
Happy to help, sir. I've learned that there can always be a contingency.
So, what now?
Well, we've got to continue our feud with grad school, eh?
And I've got to see a special person. Or should I say special people?
Dad!
Mi familia. Mi esposa.
I don't understand. What happened out there in the ring?
Ha-ha. I've got plenty of time to explain it to you.
By the way, one thing I was thinking about, now that I know that eventually there's actually going to be even more of a break later on in the year, oh look, it's Toy Box Jimmy! did you, possibly, if I can make it work schedule-wise, maybe we'll do a little bit more time when All In comes around. Since that is like one of their bigger shows, so. Arguably their biggest one, I would say.
Yeah.
So we'll see. No promises, everyone, but that might happen. Anyway, right. Who's Nuke again? Is it? Oh, yeah, because it's been Bane. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What's wrong with this place? The walls are weird.
No. That's just the way old Mr. LeClau had the place designed. He is something of an eccentric board game enthusiast.
Are we going to play Clue? I'll be Inspector Munch. You've done a lot of voices, so I'll grab someone else for you. Inspector Munch. Whoa there. This is a crime scene. You can't just waltz in here like a couple of loons. Crime scene? What are you talking about? A minivan killed its father and sister.
Oh, no.
That's a crazy line right there.
So? Other minivans?
No, you dingbat. Vendetta killed her father, Mr. LeClau, and her sister, Secret Carmine. Oh my god.
Now,
unless you're here to dust for prints, you better beat it. Easy, we totally belong here. We're Vendetta's legal counsel. We'd like to have a word with our client. Sleeping lawyers, is that allowed? You wouldn't dare deny our right under the Oswald Agreement, would you? He's the rabbit. What? Me? No. Go on ahead, your justices. She's in the hallway, through the door at the top.
Hey, Private, what's the Oswald Agreement?
If he says it's the rabbit, I'm gonna laugh my ass off. Who knows? I made it up. Look, you spend enough time getting barked at by attorneys, you pick up a thing or two. I'll put that last match up because I don't want time to run out before we talk about it.
Last match, World Heavyweight title, Damian Priest defending against Gunther.
I mean, I'm more surprised that this is the last match we're talking about on the show. So what do you think of this match?
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm Van.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
James, what in blazes are you doing here?
Saving your trunk, if I can.
James, I... Thank you. I'm touched. But the situation is rather bad. They think I killed Mr. LeClue and Secret Carmine, my father and sister.
Playing cards are your family.
My adoptive one, yes. I was looking for my sister when I stumbled upon my father's body, and then those brigands, Bruton and Gaster, burst into the room. They accused me of killing him and chased me out. That's when I ran to Boxwood. James, you have to find the real murderer. And my sister, I think she may know something. Talk to Nanny White in the kitchen. She should help.
Is this Clue? Also, I thought her sister was dead.
Maybe she has another one.
Alright, so what do you think of this match?
Okay.
Yeah, let's have a quick... Let me time out for like 5 minutes just so I can have on my mind that this match we've talked about, and then we're good.
Alright. So, I'm surprisingly not a big fan of the build-up for this, because Gunther has been like, I deserve this, you don't, Damien, you're a street rat, blah, 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 blah. As far as the match, I think the match will be good. I don't think there's such a thing as a bad Gunther match. Is there? If there is, please send it to me on my Twitter. I'll give you the link at the end so you guys can send it to me. Gunther's winning the world title.
Okay, so you're pretty set on that. Okay. I guess I'm kind of inclined to agree with you. The thing is, I have a very hard time taking this title belt very seriously, because I know that it was me just because someone else wasn't showing up every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very hard time like caring about this title belt, so I don't really care that much about the match. Will it be good? Probably. Like I said, as a match, this card I think looks good, and I give props to Hunter for only having one part-timer, because I think even last year, how many part-timers were on?
Yeah,
There's always been a lot. But
let me pull it up.
Yeah, I'm curious now. But yeah, I think Gunther, however you say, it's gonna win.
All right, so last year we had Logan Paul, Brock Lesnar, Ronda Rousey, and that's it.
So was that three? I'm sorry, I wasn't counting.
Three. Yeah, it was three.
I mean, it still did better than that, so.
Yeah.
All right, so what am I doing here? Going up here? And do we have an AEW update while we're on here for the next 20 minutes or so?
Well, Will Ospreay won, and then MJF attacked him, and then, Kyle Fletcher made the save, and cut a promo, which looks like it's gonna lead to, a Kyle Fletcher-MJF match a few weeks before. So.
By the way, did you see the family photo over here?
Oh no, I missed it.
Right here.
Oh, jeez.
I assume that's the family photo.
So.
Now we're going to talk to a piece of paper.
All right. Let's talk to the piece of paper, and then I'm going to talk about...
this match?
Possibly the big news of the day.
All right. Nanny White. I guess I'll be Nanny White. No, it's horrible. Just look at this kitchen. If you ask me, it's just more evidence that Spinetta is innocent. There's no way she would make such a mess. What can you tell me about the family? Mr. LeClaire was an odd duck... but a devoted father. He loved both his daughters. Secret Carmine, Vanetta's sister, was always hiding places. It's why we called her Secret. By the way, I really do think this is a nod on Clue, because look at the paper.
Yeah.
The other paper.
Yep.
Were you here when Miss LeClaire was murdered? Anything you could tell us? Yes, I was here. I remember hearing loud revving sounds. Like an engine. But I don't think it was Vanetta. Couldn't have.
Thanks. Where were the playing cards bumped off?
In the study, at the other corner of the house. But the police have the area sealed off. We gotta get in there. I know. Try talking to Pastor Moss. He might be able to help. He's in the gallery, in the center of the house, with the candlestick. Alright, let's go talk to fucking Moss.
Alright, so while we do that... So, today, a picture was posted of Tony Khan and Shane McMahon together.
I did see this, because someone at work actually pointed this out to me, which was surprising to me. What are your thoughts?
I don't know if it's legit, like if he's actually going, or if they're just buddies, which is possible. They could be friends.
Yeah, that's always a possibility. I wonder, like, because obviously now people are going to talk about that, and we'll see where, if anything goes on with it, but, like, what would you see him doing? A booker? A wrestler? A manager? An authority figure? Like, there's a lot of ways to go.
I don't know.
I am very surprised by it, but we'll see. Can you imagine if he gets involved by the end of this year, and in January, Vince makes a run at a new promotion?
Oh my gosh.
Because you know what? I guarantee you he gets some of the bigger people back. You know for sure he's booking Brock.
Mm-hmm.
And Brock will go.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, because I guess because Cena's doing his farewell in WWE, so he can't really do that. Like, he can't do the Vince promotion.
Right.
But wow, what a time that would be.
Oh my gosh.
Vince runs his own promotion, Shane's a big part of AEW, and then, of course, Hunter's running WWE.
Mm-hmm.
What an insane situation that would be.
My God.
Hey, Padre, aren't you a little late for the last rites? You'd be Pastor Moss.
Okay. Mr. LeClerc was a good friend of mine. I'd like to be on hand to help if I can, and to see that everything is resolved appropriately.
Do you think it's true? Do you think Venena is capable of a double homicide?
It seems as unlikely as the sun going dark. Then again, even that doesn't seem unlikely when you've seen an eclipse.
Okay, Pastor Moss, speaking in, like, rhymes. Nanny White said you could help us get into the study to see the crime scene.
Yes. This house is quite old. It has many secret passages, built to protect and hide people like me from aggressors. Mr. LeClos told me about some of them. There's a passage through the chimney in the lounge into the study.
Find the chimney? What was it again?
In the study.
All right, where's the study? So let's go this way. By the way, look at the, you see the layout of this whole place? Like Clue?
Yep.
Okay. So I was right all along, by the way. I said a Clue joke before, and I was like, wait, is it?
And by God, it is.
It is. Come on, we can crawl under the desk here.
You want to go in the chimney? Do I look like fire fodder?
Yes. Yes, you do.
So this is where it happened. Something is off here.
What do you mean?
I've seen a lot of toy juice on the outside instead of the inside, Jimmy.
Hey, man. Now is no time for a conversation about your
Not that, dummy. I'm talking about the evidence soaking in the carpet. They say two playing cards were iced here. No way. There's not enough.
So there was only one person killed. How did they find two bodies then? Let's head back. Is there anything here that I should be seeing? Just making sure there's no, like, treasure chest or anything.
Right.
No, I think we're good. Now let's head back to... Ah, Nuke!
I'm ugly, not deaf, Jimmy. I can hear you just fine. No need to yell.
I didn't realize I was supposed to be yelling that. Okay.
Definitely.
I think I'm stuck. Oh, Jimmy.
No. I refuse to participate.
Oh, what? He's going to touch his ass?
He's going to stick his thumb up his ass like Bret Hart did to Greg Valley.
I don't think the Jimmy cares, Nuke. Wait. Someone's coming. Be quiet. I guess I'll leave this one. Why wouldn't you wait, woman? It's those new... Oh, sorry, voice of God.
Yeah. It's those newcomers. Those snoopers skulking around. Who are they?
Visitors of Veneta. Here to vindicate her, I venture.
Do you think they'll figure it out? I'm worried about your little ruse.
The dead decoy? The inanimate imposter? It will fool those fiends.
It better? Why do I sound like you? Now, where did you get it, anyway?
I built the body from broken bits. A benefit of being a bone saw like me. Did you hear that? That alliteration?
Again, ugly, not deaf. It sounds like we've got some secret ops at work here, Jimmy.
It sounds like they brought in another body and spoofed a murder. That means Secret Carmine must be alive. Oh, man. We've got to go see Veneta. Let me bring your finest to Veneta. Let's get an AEW update while I go get to Veneta.
All right. So right now we have in the ring Willow Nightingale against Chris Statlander. This is a CMLL Women's Title Eliminator match.
Okay. All right there. In the living will, Mr. LeClau made it before he died. Made before he died, not before he died. Socialite Sapphire found it. Let's read it. I, Mr. LeClau, being of sound mind and cardstock, do hereby bequeath all of my worldly assets and possessions to my true blood daughter, Secret Carmine, my single true heir. In the event that she is unable to receive these assets and possessions, they shall be transferred to Socialite Sapphire, whom I have always loved. Sincerely, Mr. LeClau.
Lies! Dad always said part of his fortune was going to Project D12.
The rap group?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe they're going to be
in
Purple Hills.
How come? You don't even talk no more. And we don't, whatever. Wrestle. Oh, yeah, Purple Pills is even better. He's brought red and yellow, purple pills. I've been to something now in. All right. So, fun thing. So, you know, the new Eminem album came out like a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
One of the D12 people are on one of the tracks. I forgot what his name was, but. Bizarre. I think that's his name, Bizarre. That was like one of the members of D12. So I thought that was interesting that he's still doing things with the group. Anyway, Project D12, I thought that was Eminem. That fund is to help underused toys enter into wrestling-related careers? What a guy. You'd be such a slush. We're not going to remember these anyway in the next episodes.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, Veneta. Of course, some degree of mental imbalance is expected, considering what you did.
Oh, at least the deceitful daughter is detained by the department defenders and detectives.
Those deceivers?
We've got other news, Benny. I think your sister is alive.
Oh, thank the Maker. James, you must find her. She's the only one that can help.
Pastor Moss did say this house has lots of hidden passages, and Secret Carmine loves to hide.
She also likes to swim, if that's any help.
Not really.
I thought cards weren't supposed to get wet.
True. But, well, so, wait, did you chime in on the Shane McMahon thing?
Yeah, I said, like, I'm not really sure where it's gonna go. Like, I don't know what his role would be if he did join AEW.
Yeah. There's gotta be a secret entrance in here somewhere. I should check all the walls. Well, that's what I'm doing. And I'm assuming that at this point, Willow Nightingale has won.
No, they're doing picture in picture.
Oh, okay.
Or, as I once called it, screen on screen.
Screen on screen? By the way, how are things going on your show? What are you guys going to be talking about this week on that wrestling show?
This week we're going to preview this coming SummerSlam, mm-hmm. and we're going to do another round of Fro per view, where Fro guesses who won matches at pay-per-views.
How's he doing at that, by the way?
Surprisingly not bad. He's gone 2 for 3 on our road to SummerSlam.
Okay. Aha! The basement! Secret Carmine might be down here. Let's search around. Let me save, because we're going to be ending soon anyway, so I don't want to lose where we're at.
Yep.
Yeah, so... Wait, am I only Toy Box Jimmy right now?
Have fun fighting Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, I guess so. What was I saying before that? I don't remember now. Yeah, just keep me updated on AEW, because that's probably what we'll do for the rest of the, like, 5 minutes that we have left here. Of course, we'll be back with All In later in the month. I don't know when yet, but we will be, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 3 weeks away, I think. 3.5 weeks away.
Yep. Card looks good.
It does.
The two matches look amazing. Only two matches in this, right?
Let me check.
The two title matches.
They have 5 matches announced.
What?
All title matches.
Who?
Okay, so we got Toni Storm and Mariah May.
That we knew.
MJF and Will Ospreay.
I guess we knew that. Even though, okay, I didn't think of that one. All right.
Jack Perry and Darby Allin.
That I did not know.
Okay, that was made at the end of Blood and Guts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how we quit. All right, no, you're right. I did see that.
Mercedes Moné against Britt Baker.
Ugh.
But the way that was made was pretty funny. Because it was made while they were at San Diego Comic-Con. Because they had a Q&A session, and Mercedes Moné is dressed as Poison Ivy. Mm-hmm. And they fight each other, and Tony Khan is there, and he's like, okay, I've had enough of the fighting. I've had enough of the teasing. This match is happening.
All right.
And then Swerve and Danielson.
Swerve and Danielson will be really good. I don't know who's going to win that at all.
I don't know. Because, and actually, at the time of this recording, technically, Danielson's contract has ended.
Oh. I think I read something about that.
So he's probably going to be working like a few extra shows, get paid extra money
to appear.
I don't know how that's gonna go.
That's just weird. Let me save real quick. Because I changed all that stuff just now. Like I said, I'm looking forward to All In. For the love of God, please do not add Hangman into the world title match, because I really think that would, like, not kill my interest, but that would really lower my interest in that match. Because then you're like, well, here's the one that's going to take the pin, because they can't decide who they want to win and lose.
Right.
I need a double table spot token to slam through. A double table spot token.
Okay. How do we get one of those?
It'd be great to know. I mean, I didn't see it on the shop. Oh, wait, maybe it's in one of these. There it is, double
stick. Oh, there it is. Look at that.
Well, while I'm over here, I might as well grab this thing while I'm at it. It's a haunted spanner. Whatever that is. How do you choose your events for Fro Purview or whatever it is?
Okay, so this started like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, let's talk about this to end the show.
So it's relatively new. So basically the whole objective is...
Found her!
Yep.
Again, you're with them. Don't hurt me. Better go again, Better go fish again, what? Better go fish again, Carmine. We're not here to hurt you. But we do know why you're playing solitaire out here. You do. You were attacked, weren't you? Back at Cloud Mansion. What happened? Oh, it was dreadful. Those thugs that belonged to Socialite Sapphire, Brooklyn and Gaster, killed my father and attacked me. I saw everything. So why didn't you tell somebody? And what good would that do? You have no idea what it's like, being so scared, feeling so small, so out of control of your own fate.
Well, that's exactly what Toy Box Jimmy feels.
Pretty much.
Just leave me be. At least I'll be safe here. No. Pardon me? You're wrong. I do know what it's like to feel like that. I also know what it's like to do nothing about it. It's like this, lady. You can't let fear control you. If you did, sooner or later you start wondering how things would have been if you took your shot. If you just did what you knew what was right. You're scared now? Try hating yourself instead for not doing the things you should have done. It's just too much to bear. Look, your sister is about to take the fall for your father's death. Minetta, she's being blamed? And they'll impound her for sure, unless you make a stand. Now's the time to put fear back in the deck. Cowardice is no way to live life. Take it from me. I ought to know. Okay, I'll do it. Just tell me how I can help. In a cinch, let me explain. Now, let's go have a conversation with Inspector Munch.
Inspector Munch,
Bill. Alright, so let me leave here, and then we'll finish your Fro Purview thing, and then we'll head out of here. I just want to get out of this dungeon.
Yeah.
And then save.
Yeah, because save is the most important part.
Of course, because otherwise I have to do it all again. Alright, good. Go ahead. So how do you choose the shows?
Okay, so basically the whole idea is I kind of have to figure out what shows he's never seen.
Okay, is that an easy task or no?
For the most part, like there's like up to a certain point where I know he hasn't watched or seen. So for our first one, I did the Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view.
Okay.
Which was kind of funny. That was really funny.
I don't think I would even know who won or lost those. I mean, I've seen it, and I just don't remember.
And then, like, after that, it was like, okay. Like, I think the second week was a WCW show because of the Who Killed WCW series.
Okay. Well, what periods does he know?
I would say the last 10, 15 years.
Oh, okay.
And there's a possibility that maybe he's forgotten some,
sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I wonder, like, what is the weirdest show that you could possibly give him that, like, he'd really struggle with? I could think of two, but I don't know how you would do it for my understanding. I mean, you're feel free to use either of these two if you can make it work.
Yeah.
But one of them would be from, like, I would say, if that he never saw, is Survivor Series 1998, the Deadly Games Tournament.
Right!
I don't know how you make that work, because if he doesn't guess the right one, does he get a point for the second round?
Right.
And then the other one would be that Wasn't there a... Oh, no. I guess that would be in 93? The WCW Battle Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because, God, just looking at that on paper, I'm like, I don't know who would win this at all. Because usually most of them were made-up teams, if not all of them. I think maybe one was a real team or close to a real team.
Right.
But, all right, Bill, why don't you give final plugs? Let's head out of here. We're going to see everyone at All In next, whenever that's going to be.
Yep. So you can follow me on Twitter at House of Bill. You can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Billiam85.
All right, I did forget to mention one thing. Last episode we did of this, I mentioned how I'm doing Road to the Elite. Well, I haven't done it, and quite frankly, I don't have time to make a whole nother series. So unfortunately, that's not going to be the case on the YouTube page. So we're just going to, as we record these, we'll put them up either that coming Sunday or the Sunday after, one or the other. But I don't have the time to make a whole nother series just to fill in the gaps for when we do this. So just an FYI, I dropped the idea. Just want to let everyone know. And like I said, just this is where you can follow me on here on Instagram, OfficialRPJimmy. All right, Bill, we're out of here. Later, everyone.